Mary Mullen. Mary is a retired elementary and high school teacher. She's involved in many church activities, a small folk band, the Dunn's Marsh Neighborhood Association, gardening activities, and writing groups. So she's a busy woman. Mary grew up in southwestern Wisconsin, where her father was a minister and her mother was a former missionary. She attributes her love of nature to her rural childhood. And just incidentally, she has appeared in Life magazine and other national publications over the course of her life. So you're dealing with a real celebrity here.
Some of you might get the New York Times, and you might get the Sunday Times that has the New York Times magazine in it. And at the end of that magazine, often there's a feature called Lives, and that's what inspired me to write this. I think it kind of has the rhythm of that particular one that I read, and it's called All I Wanted. All I wanted to do was ride on the bar of Bobby Lentz's bike, but he never asked me. He was probably 16, the son of my next door neighbor, the lady who loved flower gardens, and her husband who drove the Standard Oil truck, and whose younger son, Dickie, rumored to be the product of an attempted self-abortion, twisted wax bread paper in the fenced yard, day in and day out. I was 8. Bike rider Bobby never noticed me. I was afraid to ask. Then all I wanted was to have a two-wheeled bike of my own. I had a large tricycle with a front wheel almost the size of a bike wheel. I'd stand on the pedals like I'd seen boys doing on their bikes. When the front wheel started to go wobbly, I thought my prayers were being answered. But the miracle of the two back wheels morphing into one never happened. My trike remained three-wheeled. I gave up on prayer. I was dying for a bicycle. My dad found a battered secondhand balloon-tired girl Schwinn in the paper. That's the only kind of bike there was when I was 11. He brought it home. I was so eager to ride, the story was that I learned to ride in 20 minutes with my dad running along beside me to catch me. I thought I was in heaven. Next, all I wanted was to make that bicycle my own by painting it. But I was too scared to ask to buy a can of paint. My father's salary as a minister was minuscule, probably well below $3,000 in 1950. I knew our big family of 6 kids spread the money thin as thin. Trying to make my handwriting look like Mom's, I put paint on the weekly grocery list. I carried it the 4 blocks to the general store in downtown Waseca, Wisconsin. It worked. I painted my bike a rich, creamy brown with bright white chevrons on the fenders. "Where did you get the paint?" my mother asked. "I put it on the list," I answered. I don't recall what she said next. Then all I wanted was to play on a sports team. Only boys played basketball or baseball in my high school of 80 students. The district was too poor for football. I had to settle for playing catch with my dad. Charitably speaking, he was a sissy at anything resembling sports. "Can't you throw it harder?" I'd beg as he arced a slow ball toward me. My mother was the athletic one, but with 5 other kids below me to take care of, 3 meals to make every day and all the cleaning to do, she had no time for catch. The closest I actually got to playing was Saturdays in the school gym that some kind soul had opened for us teenagers to shoot baskets, or summers when we went up to the park and played workup. Still, all I wanted was to be on a team. My first team of any kind came when I was a sophomore in college. I was 19 years old, an exchange student to Spelman College in Atlanta, on loan from North Central College in Illinois. There, with African-American classmates, I played in the well below the stands on a shiny maple floor, just like a real basketball player. Fans of the intramural teams filled the galleries. They cheered us on to greater and greater feats. I was in my second heaven of sports. but it was only for a semester. And we played by girls' rules, just half the floor. Finally, I was an adult. What hope was there then? As a new English teacher in Barneveld, Wisconsin, paradise beckoned again. Some angel woman from the community looked at me and thought I might want to join the Barneveld women's softball team. Perhaps it was the fact that my husband and I had a big black two-cylinder BMW motorcycle with chrome exhaust pipes, and they'd seen me driving it. Yes, of course, I was overjoyed to participate. It was the beginning of over 30 years of playing softball and then basketball on women's teams. After that first year, I played in Madison. My neighbor and I thought nothing of biking 12 miles across town to a game, playing 7 innings, and pedaling back the same 12, now in the dark. Sorely, that time ended. One day in my 50s, I was sitting on the floor with other teachers at a summer workshop making educational board games. Suddenly, my knees were tight as rubber bands. All I had done was run around the bases as usual the night before at my softball game. Now, much though I might wish to be that fleet-footed one who could run and catch, twist and turn and bike for miles without consequence, I've entered the land of Oz. At my computer, I'm fine, but ask me to get up? Then I'm the Tin Woodman rusted in a rainstorm. Where's my oil can?
A big black BMW motorcycle. You never told us about, she never mentioned that over 4 years.